In his first comments about the case of prisoner X, the Australian man jailed in Israel, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defended the actions of Israel's security forces. He says the country's forces must be allowed to get on with their jobs. Prisoner X, who's been identified as Ben Zigia, died in a secret prison near Tel Aviv in 2010. It's suspected the Australian-Israeli citizen was an agent for Israel's Mossad spy agency. With more, here's Lindy Kerin.
At his weekly cabinet meeting, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opened the forum rejecting any criticism of Israeli security forces.
I completely trust the security forces of the State of Israel. They are acting with endless devotion and commitment in order to enable us to live in this country. I also completely trust the law authorities in the State of Israel. Israel's security and intelligence forces are acting under their supervision.
It's the first public comment he's made about the death of a jailed Australian-Israeli, now identified as 34-year-old Ben Zigia from Melbourne and possibly a Mossad recruit. Since revealed by the ABC's Foreign Correspondent program, the case of Prisoner X has dominated headlines in Israel and Australia and has prompted questioning of the nation's spy service. But the Prime Minister has warned overexposure of security and intelligence activities can badly damage state security.
We are not like any other countries. We are an exemplary democracy and we guard the rights of defendants and individual rights no less than any other country. But we are also more threatened, more challenged, and therefore we have to ensure the proper operation of our security branches. Therefore, I ask everyone to let the security forces continue working quietly so that we can continue to live in safety and tranquility in the State of Israel.
Benjamin Netanyahu also spoke out in defence of the government's legal adviser and the state prosecution, claiming the gag orders initially issued on the affair did not infringe on freedom of expression. As speculation continues about the role of Ben Zigia and the nature of his alleged offence, Israel's parliament has announced it will conduct an intensive inquiry into all aspects of the case. Australia is also seeking answers. The Foreign Minister, Bob Carr, has ordered his department to prepare a report on the matter. He says Israel has been asked to explain the circumstances surrounding the detainment and death of Ben Zigia. The report will look at all communication between Australia and Israel, including between its security agencies.
Lindy Kerin reporting.